Say firefighters have managed to control a forest fire near the Incan ruins of Machu Picchu after 3 days battling the flames. The blaze near one of the world's most famous archaeological sites broke out.
Beat that mother! We used to do acid on this box. Joshua, Bam Bam, Tyree, and Mr. Lee, Acid House.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Oh, yes. Just a little bit of the acid house. One of my favorite style of electronic music, acid. Jungle is good too. I like a lot of electronic music. But that's not what we're here for today. It is 1906 UTC on a beautiful Friday, November the 17th, 2023. We are over halfway through with the month. We only got December left. And Thanksgiving week all next week. It's currently 24 degrees, high of 26, low of 13 here in Austin, Texas. Partly cloudy. All the clouds are way up there. They look like little ice-style lily pads up in the deep, deep blue sky. Making our way to the shady spot, but feels pretty good out here. We were listening to a little bit of Acid House when we started. I was hanging out in Calm as I was walking and riding elevators to get out here. Shout out to Jazz Mass. Welcome, welcome. Jazzmaz, always listening. And shout out to everybody in comm. If you want to hang out and chat during the show, all you got to do is SSH over to sdf.org or tty.sdf.org if you're spicy. And then once you're there, watch Commode chat. Just type COM, press enter, then type G for go to, and then a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word. Boom. You will be hanging out with the cool kids. Like WX Boss and LCD and X1. Oh, shucks. My session reset, so I lost a bunch of people. But Jay LaMoth and the whole crew. I would point out X1 Ratsu, Jay LaMoth, I think. You can also go to... oh, wow. This car that was turning left used their turn signal, but did not... And they stopped near the stop sign. They stopped actually, like, in the middle of the road. Like, they were coasting to a stop and just coasted all the way through the turn. Anyway, welcome, one and all. Pleasure to have you here. We've got a lot of news, a lot of death and destruction. And then at 1930 UTC is the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. And it being Friday, you may have heard Snowdusk last night, DJ Snowdusk, at 2300 UTC. If not, you can listen in today at 2300 UTC. Today's actually... Today and Thursday, Friday and Thursday, are like some of the best Anon radio days. If you want to just turn your radio on, put it on your TV or on your headphones, and then just walk away. Nothing but wall-to-wall bangers today, so you want to check that out. Anyway, we got news. Let's get into it. So we begin, of course, with people who are dying or dead around the world, because that's kind of what it's evolved into. That's where we go. We go to our bookmarks menu. Today's November 17th. So first, not death, but may lead to destruction. The Moldovan president's dog has bitten the hand of Austria's president, Alexander van der Bellen. And when we say Austria, we're thinking, think beer, not down under, Austria. President Maya Sandu had been walking with her guest in the grounds of the presidential residence when he tried to pet her dog, and the etiquette faux pas occurred. The dog, a rescue called Codrut, had been frightened by the number of people nearby. President van der Bellen was later seen with a bandaged hand and posted a video on X saying that he was a dog lover. So that's pretty cool. No international incident, but he did get bit by a dog, an unfamiliar dog. Japanese kabuki actor has been given a suspended sentence for assisting his parents in suicide. So not quite murder, but definitely some death involved. Thrig pointing out the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Hell yeah. one of Japan's best-known kabuki actors has been given a suspended prison sentence for helping his parents die in a suicide pact that sent shockwaves through the world of Japanese traditional theater. Inosuke Ichikawa, a fourth-generation member of a leading kabuki family, was arrested in June after his mother and father were found dead at the family's home. According to media reports, Ichikawa had told his parents he wished to kill himself after learning that a weekly magazine was about to run a story accusing him of sexually abusing and harassing actors and staff belonging to his theater collective. The three took pills on May 17th, according to Japanese media. Ichikawa's mother and his 76 Nobuku, 75, and his 76-year-old father, Hiroyuki, a famous kabuki actor who went by the stage name Danshiro Ichikawa, died sometime between that evening and the following morning. But Ichikawa survived after being found in a confused state in the same house. Ichikawa, who had been out on bail, was given a 3-year prison sentence, suspended for 5 years. The Kyoto news agency quoted the court as saying that Ichikawa's decision to help his parents commit suicide had been short-sighted, adding that his involvement in the crime should not be taken lightly. He was quoted as saying, "I blame myself for not being strong enough to live in the throes of despair. I'm sorry that only I survived while my parents died. I was given a chance to live. From now on, I will try and figure out what to do." So... just real sad stuff to start the day with you here today, on this Friday. But hey, you know what? This is what's happening around the world. Meanwhile, lots of destruction in Mexico. Hundreds have been evacuated as a huge fire ripped through the center of Mexico City. It broke out in the historic center of Mexico City. Videos from the scene showed a large plume of smoke rising from a shoe warehouse in the Centro neighborhood, an area that includes historic landmarks dating back to the Aztec era. Mexico City officials said the fire began at around 4:15 p.m. on Thursday and was still not fully under control late in the evening. Firefighters had doused around 90% of the fire by 9:30 p.m. local time. No casualties have yet been reported. Oh man, UPS hauling ass down the road. Mexico's Excelsior newspaper reported that some 500 people in the area were evacuated as the fire spread from the third floor of a shoe factory to other warehouses. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The head of the government of Mexico City said at least 120 firefighters were dispatched to the site to control the blaze. We have water available from 6 wells and the help of 6 fire stations, the mayor said. Work will continue for several hours. So there you go. It's good to do that. Jay LaMoth pointing out, from what I understand, the Japanese prison system is not a fun place. And Thrigg makes the point, what prison system is. Very true, very true. Man, so many Teslas driving by today. It must be, it's very interesting. It's an interesting mix. It's either a beat down old cars or Teslas riding around here. Anyway, let's keep it going. There's a lot more death and destruction to be had. Let's talk about trespassing swimmers, though, because this is just kind of silly. A council has urged people not to attend a wild swimming event at a country park where the activity is banned. The Borough Council of Kings Lynn in West Norfolk say 4 people have drowned at Bawsey County Park in the past 10 years. Swimming and paddling is prohibited at the privately run estate. The organizer of the event, planned for this Sunday, said it wanted to show that safe swimming was possible. Council says swimming there is considered trespass, which on private land is usually treated as a civil offense. Independent Sandra Squire, the council's cabinet member for the environment, said anyone new to the area or not familiar with its history may not be fully aware of the risks. The park near Kings Lynn, previously known as Bawsey Pits, I feel like if it's dangerous, calling it the Pits is probably a better name than Kings Lynn. A 20-year-old man died in June 2021 after swimming there. A man celebrating his 22nd birthday drowned there in August 2020. And a 16-year-old boy and his father died in 2013. So it's already claimed plenty of lives. The park said a number of signs were dotted around the water warning people about the danger, including the threat posed by cold water shock. The spokesperson for Bawsey County Park said, "We urge that people respect park rules and respect the park." Oh, we got someone turning in here, driving on the wrong side of the road. That's one of my least favorite things about right here is people who turn into the driveway, they often drive on the wrong side of the road, thinking they're in a big, wide, one-way street, and it's a two-way street, and they're going to run into an 18-wheeler one day. Anyway, such is life. Speaking of 18-wheelers, FedEx 18-wheeler driving by. Let's talk about some more murder. Murder. Nohima Graber murder. William Miller and Jeremy Goodale sentenced. Burm, burm, burm. Let's see what we got here. Jay LaMoth cannot speak on this from personal experience. Okay. I heard, hey, H. Lamb, welcome. I heard they have crazy conviction rate, like greater than 99%. They must have some kick-ass prosecutors. Havoc pointing out they can also keep you up all night and day until you confess. Oh, so interesting, interesting. Torture being used to get a confession. That's an unpleasant thing. Oh wow, this Mustang is parked at the stop sign with the turn signal on. Amazing. They are entering the roadway while cars were oncoming though. Not a good job. Bad. Good job following the rules. Poor execution. Anyway, 2 kids who killed their Spanish teacher have been sentenced. 2 boys who've been sentenced to life in prison for the murder of their 66-year-old Spanish teacher. Willard Miller, 17, and Jeremy Goodale, 18, admitted to participating in the brutal beating of a Fairfield High School teacher on November 2nd, 2021. The teens made their guilty pleas at separate hearings in April. Goodale and Miller, oh, here comes that car going back out. Goodale and Miller, age 16, beat Graber to death with a baseball bat. Miller's last-minute plea change came just days before his trial was set to begin. They were motivated to commit the brutal act after Miller received a bad grade. That seems like a bad idea. Oh, look, we got an electric car pulling up here. It's red. It's not a Tesla. It looks like is that a Ioniq 5? It might be. I haven't seen a red Ioniq 5, though. It's a Hyundai. Yeah, that's the new Ioniq, probably the Ioniq 9 or whatever. Oh, wow, this car, you did get honked at. He pulled out into the roadway. Finally, someone getting honked at. It's a minivan. They pulled well out into the intersection. They've got their turn signal on, but oncoming traffic is unhappy with them. Car turning into the left. Oh, and now we're moving. They are, oh, wow, they are still actively on their phone. They were on their phone when they pulled up to the stop sign and went past the stop sign. And then somebody honked at them, so they stomped on their brakes. And then they went back to being on their phone. And then once somebody drove past them, they just turned. They weren't even looking at, they were just looking at their phone. Magical. You know, one day I'm going to get to witness somebody being a dummy and they're going to get hurt or something happens and I'll get to yell down to the cops that they were on their phone or some other silliness. It's like, they were the 555th person to not stop at this stop sign today. Sorry guys, I got sucked into the traffic. Oh look, another car pulling out into the road. I don't know, do they need to put a, maybe if they painted a line on the road, people would stop at the appropriate spot, I don't know. They definitely do not pull, they do not stop at the stop sign though. Pretty gross. Anyway, there's another car. No signal, no indication of where they're going. All right. Oh man, that guy had a new motorcycle and was shifting like a new guy. It's good that he got a motorcycle this late in the year. He can ride through the winter and get better. Alabama guard accused of encouraging prisoners to murder organizers of strikes. Oh dear, that's no fun. Well, it's not the best use of time. A lawsuit's been filed against the Alabama Department of Corrections alleging a guard encouraged prisoners to murder an activist currently incarcerated. The complaint alleges the lieutenant correctional officer encouraged other prisoners to murder Robert Earl Council, a lead organizer in the 2022 Alabama prison strikes. Even if y'all killed him, I'll make sure nothing happens to y'all, he told the Crips gang members at the Limestone prison in June. I want Robert Council. I'm tired of this bastard and all his lawsuits, he said. Council is still at substantial risk of being assaulted or murdered by Lieutenant Jeremy Pelzer, other Limestone Correctional Facility officers, or inmates who act at their behest, and who have constant access to the solitary confinement cell where plaintiff counsel is housed. Murder. Who knew? Who knew? It's more amazing to me that this story sees the light of day than it actually happened. If you ever go to a prison in the United States, just pray and hope. Hope and pray, because that's the only thing you can count on. You're going to be exploited and you might be, if you live, you're lucky. If you die, maybe that's lucky for you too. It's not a good thing. Anyway, former Colorado deputy pleads guilty to lesser charges in Christian Glass killing. You don't have to be a cop in a prison to kill somebody at random. A former Colorado deputy who was supervising remotely on the night 22-year-old motorist Christian Glass was shot and killed by Clear Creek County officers has pleaded guilty to a lesser charge of failing to report and intervene and will serve a 2-year probationary sentence with no jail time. Kyle Gould pleaded to the misdemeanors after originally being charged with criminally negligent homicide and reckless endangerment. The solidly built, bald, and bearded 37-year-old entered his plea. Why would they mention all this? As Mr. Glass's parents sat stoically in the courtroom. The plea conditions also require that he never again serve in law enforcement or security. Now that I can agree with. That would be cool if that could be like enforced. Like, if you're a cop who murders somebody, like just in cold blood, not even like trying to save a baby or something, if you just like straight up just pulled over and shot him in the face, like so many cops like to do, that'd be cool if you could stop him from being more police. Anyway, the parents cried, this guy's gonna live his life. Hey, Harry Larry, welcome. It's 1921 UTC, so that means it's time to remind you, every goddamn day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio, we've got the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. It's a fun show. Tobe takes us all around the world, around his world anyway, which goes from one park to the next, hangs out with some dudes. Sometimes there's tacos, sometimes there's Greek food. Oh man, I'm hungry. I haven't eaten lunch yet. There's just always something going on, and no matter what ails you, are you hungry? Does your head hurt? Do your eyes hurt? Maybe you are having trouble paying some bills. Maybe your VA loan is getting foreclosed on because the United States government lied to you. All these things can be fixed by listening to the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. Jay LaMoth chiming in here. If I've said it once, I've said it a million times. Cops should be held to a higher standard than the average person. Yeah, it's true. It's true. Harry Larry saying, hopefully it will work today. Okay. Thanks, Harry Larry. This is exciting to hear. So keep your ears peeled. After the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1930 UTC is Harry Larry and Something Blue at 20 hours. Then at 21 hours is DJ Vol's Weekend, followed by everyone's favorite Berliner, DJ 10 from Berlin and the Third Ear. And then at 2300 hours, we have Intergalactic Wasabi Mix with DJ Snowdusk, followed by the DJ ZDR Monster Show at 0100 UTC. So that's later in the evening. It's evening time, U.S. time zones, late at night for everyone else. Of course, then the Synth Battle Royale happens at 0300 hours tonight. And then you get cool stuff tomorrow, too, along with stuff like Publius has a show called A Step Further Out that's at tomorrow at 1900 UTC. And the sound show from MJT is at 1600 hours. And we've got the Dubious Goals Committee, The Margin, DJ Tanankian's Deep Underground, Deep Dark Inky Sets, Roll Time Show. There's just all sorts of stuff. So check it all out. You can press the equal sign in com. You can go to anonradio.net. You can type anonradio at the command prompt. However you do it, you can find out this cool stuff that's happening on anonradio. So definitely check that out. All right. So let's talk about the cool science-y stuff because we're running out of time. So we'll just do that. First up, Sweden is expanding to expand its nuclear power. Very cool. I think expanding nuclear power is always a good idea. We're waiting. The website's loading. I'm going to try and force refresh it here. Come on. Give it a couple seconds and we'll just skip to another story for a minute. Blink, bonk, blink. Let's talk about the Leonid meteor shower. The Leonids, one of the most prolific annual meteor showers, will be streaking across UK skies in the early hours of Saturday and Sunday. Characterized by fast, bright meteors, the best time to see it at its peak will be between midnight and dawn. They can be seen with the naked eye, though check the weather where you are as it'll affect visibility. Leonids are so called because they appear to originate from the constellation Leo. According to the Met Office's cloud cover map, visibility will pose a challenge to shooting stargazers in the early hours of Saturday, but there should be more patches of clear night sky Saturday into Sunday. I'm going to sneeze. Ouch. Okay, sorry, I pulled the headset off. I hope I didn't blow anybody's eardrums out. Let's see what we got here. The Z-Man's in the house. Welcome, Zero Hoff. And Tobe's in here. Howdy. Welcome, welcome. Cops, like frontline infantry, are cannon fodder. We can't have the intelligent people at risk. And Plato should have stayed in his damn cave. Jay Lemo saw a shooting star last night. Wonder if it's related. It's possible. All right. So there's the Leonid meteor shower. If you're in the UK, check it out. Let's see if our nuclear story loaded. Blink, blink. Here it is. The Swedish government. Oh, this guy's trying to turn left. Oh, he did it. I think that drivers do not understand what to do with this small side street because there are no painted lines. It's a residential street, so there's almost never painted lines on a residential street, but the drivers here seem to be very confused. Oh, we got another one. They were in the left turn lane and they just blew right past the turn. They appear to think it's a driving lane. Oncoming car. Oh, they got a turn signal. They're slowing down. Oh, so close. They pulled past the stop sign without stopping and pulled into the lane of traffic. Anyway, the Swedish government unveiled a roadmap which envisages the construction of new nuclear generating capacity equivalent to at least 2 large-scale reactors by 2035, with up to 10 new large-scale reactors coming on by 2045, which will be great. It'll be just in time for the nuclear winter coming our way. Anyway, in October last year, Sweden's incoming center-right coalition government adopted a positive stance toward nuclear energy. So Very exciting stuff. Thank you, Z-Man. Historically speaking, cops exist to keep... Yeah, LCD. We got cop debate going on. Anywho, let's keep it rolling. We only got 3 minutes to go, so let me get the rest of the cool news out, or at least the science-y kind of news out for you. A Starship cleared for November 18th launch. That's tomorrow. In Hamburg, Germany, SpaceX received the final regulatory approvals November 15th that allow the company to proceed with the second integrated Starship/Super Heavy launch scheduled for as soon as the morning of November 18th. The Federal Aviation Administration announced November 15th that it had issued SpaceX an updated launch license for the vehicle. The FAA determined SpaceX met all safety, environmental, policy, and financial responsibility requirements. The final step in securing a license was a completion of an environmental review by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service of upgrades to the Starship launch pad at Boca Chica, Texas, which is not that far from where my folks are. Notably, the addition of a water deluge system. That system is intended to reduce the potential for pad damage seen in the first Starship launch in April. It's very cool if you haven't seen a launch up close. There's a big bucket of water under this spaceship. It's pretty cool. Anyway, they got that going for them. Let's talk about synthesizers. Oh, no, I don't have any synthesizer news. I'm just teasing you. It's a tease for the Dubious Goals Committee. The FCC is trying... So this will be a good one to end on because it touches on kind of what we were talking about where it's like, you know, racism, cops, bad people, systems of oppression. Well, the FCC is trying to stop discrimination in broadband deployment. Telecoms and Republicans are, quote, big mad about it. That's right, I'm reading a story from Tech Dirt, so it's a little biased. It's got a little bit of a slant to it, but it's Friday. I figured it'd be a good way to end the show. For decades, big ISPs like AT&T have refused to upgrade low-income and poor communities to fiber, despite billions of dollars in subsidies, regulatory favors, and tax breaks that are supposed to accomplish precisely that. Groups like the National Digital Inclusion Alliance have released studies on cities Cleveland and Detroit documenting how the discrimination lines up with the 1930s redlining efforts. Anyway, the general consensus is it's hugely welcome and a long overdue improvement. Enjoy the DB Skulls Committee and check everything out. I'm going to go eat food. But yeah, listen in on radio. It is good for you and it's good and it's good for you. So, all right. Bye-bye. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.